All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. I know I say this a lot, and I know we've used random CD sounds for randomizations quite a bit.
It's kind of all we use, yeah.
it's getting, you know, because it's very versatile, and the thing that makes it, it's not so versatile that we some point we had to stop. But I am incredibly excited because I just got a new box set of CDs in the mail.
Oh, dang. What's the theme?
Libertarian one-hit wonders.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. So you got you got some of your, I assume Meatloaf, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Meatloaf is in there. You got your Fred Durst.
Yeah.
You got Penn and Teller's ill-conceived cover of Abracadabra, Want to Reach Out and Grab Ya. And then a bunch of just like pieces. Yeah. They're going to reach out and grab ya. And then just like, you know, with the Teller covering 4 minutes and 33 seconds partway through.
Yeah. Big Country.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are just really, really against welfare. if you look at their Twitter feeds.
Yeah.
But I thought we could randomly do this, and a bunch of those people, so like Penn and Teller have a game. There's the Big Country game as well. It's Big the Cat's Country. Weird crossover.
Weird, you know, that it came out several years after the lead guy committed suicide.
Well, that's actually a super cool mystery for their time. Like, if you want to get our spectrometers and like see if we can figure that out.
Is this a ghost game?
This is like ghost game. I'm down for that, but I figured like maybe it'll do something easy if we just put on a random play here. So, and I know this is easy to edit because you just put the song in.
Oh, okay.
So doing you a solid.
Okay.
You had to come up with void noises for the last one. So, here we go. Let me just hand you disc 17.
Okay. Is this Pachelbel's canon? That's weird.
Yeah, more or less. I didn't know that there was like a Pachelbel's canon fodder. Like, is that the? Oh no, wait. Oh man, it's the spin. It's those guys. It's not spin doctors.
It's like spin doctors, but with
the goo goo guys.
The goo goo Marnicas.
I'm better than Ezra. Look at me.
Yeah. I really toted that wet sprocket.
Yeah. Welcome to the wet sprocket, Toad. let me just check the liner notes because I can never remember the name of these guys.
No.
Oh, it's Blues Traveler with Hook.
Gary, we're gonna get doxxed.
We are gonna get doxxed. This guy's gonna be so mad. Let's go ahead and see if there's a Blues Traveler game. Blues Traveler hook into the game computer.
There's a hook game.
There we go.
Good enough.
No.
No. I mean, for the match. No, the game is a fuck.
Yeah, this is the game is a fuck. Field.
I'm Cole Ross.
The game was a fuck. This is Abject Suffering, where the game is a fuck.
The kids are all right. The game is a fuck.
Put on a Sherlock Holmes hat and a pipe and go, the game is a fuck. And then we'll go off and solve crimes. Game crimes.
Yeah. So we're playing Hook.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Game Crimes on YouTube. This is your main man, G, and over here we got little K. Like, rate, and subscribe.
What are you talking about?
It's Game Crimes. It's our YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
What up, everybody? How's it going? It's Game Crimes.
Hey there. Hey, guys.
Yo.
Yeah. This is... So, man, there are so many Hook games. People may not remember or have chosen to forget the Steven Spielberg / Robin Williams tour de force from 1991. Called Hook
brings you back.
I forgot about it. The four people who recommended this didn't.
who recommended this?
This is Brett, Bo, Matt and Adam.
Welcome to the crime crew.
Like, I will be ready to crack the vault.
Crack the vault on the crime crew.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Adam says, my wife recently listened to an early episode where you asked for the weird kids that had Game Gears to suggest games. So yeah, we were pretty mean to Game Gear kids.
So it sounds like the kind of thing that I would.
Yeah, it sounds like the kind of thing we would definitely say. And it's weird because I was definitely a Game Gear kid.
I want to be a Game Gear kid now. I don't know what's worse, but like I now that I'm into like these collecting weird handles and shit.
It is.
I should like to own a Game Gear.
It is so big. Go back a couple of months on my Instagram, and by a couple of months, I mean about a year. I did a. No, I had the Switch, I think, at the time. I did a size comparison with the Game Gear and basically all of my other portable systems, and it is shocking. The portable carry case that is meant to make this thing less obtrusive to your physical surroundings is the size of a briefcase.
Mm.
Yeah.
The duffel bag.
Right.
The
12 heads and a Game Gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of accessing your Instagram, I will go access my memory of all the times I've seen Game Gears.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you just wanted to, I wanted to promote my social media, get some more heat on them channels.
From the crime time vault. I would like everyone follow Cole on Insta.
Yeah. So lots of people have recommended this one. There are two different versions of this. I think in the calendar I played it in as the NES version, but I've played all of them except for the I played a little bit of all of them except for the Sega CD version.
Oh yeah, I only played the NES version.
Yeah, the NES version is the earlier one that has a lot in common with the Game Boy version as well.
Yes, even though the Game Boy version has like 23 levels or something like that, and the NES version is like 17. Like it is too many levels on both.
Something ridiculous. Both is it a Euro platformer where you're supposed to collect stuff until maybe you get assigned to say go ahead? You betcha.
Yeah. I got to the end and I got very frustrated.
Yeah. Whereas the later ones, the ones from 1992, those are more of a kind of standard over animated Disney platformer kind of thing.
Yeah. Which I would much prefer.
Yeah.
I think. Because the version that I played, the NES version, where you like have to do arbitrary Euro platformer ocean shit,
yeah,
was not very fun.
No,
it's very slippery. You have a very shitty little sword that doesn't. I think I was hurting things, but they don't flash or make an impact or anything.
No, and they definitely don't stop.
Yeah, so they still keep walking into you past your like sword, and like I understand it's a little sword, but like if you were to hold out like a butter knife, like it would just keep like walking into it.
I mean,
like,
you know,
even though it is
flinch.
Small, it's hurt me.
Yeah, it would inconvenience him at the very least. Although yeah. Being stabbed with a butter knife has to suck way worse than being stabbed with like a sharp knife.
Interesting.
I mean, because it's dull and it like rips and tears, like the you know, like the Doom comic.
Yeah, game,
you know.
I think like, the idea would be that it doesn't go as deep because it's duller.
True. You know, like you're less likely to get like a lung or something like that.
Yeah, or yeah. Like get, you know, get down to the bone or something like that. You know, like who knows though? Like I'm not gonna. I do have a right and left arm, so I could do a control test. Like, I don't know why I have this parity if not for this reason.
Yeah, I mean, God does not roll the dice, Gary. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's pretty, the version I play is pretty bad. You look like your model is one of the worst likenesses I think I've seen in like an NES game.
But how do you capture Robin Williams?
Right now you use a Proton pack. Crime time.
Game crimes. That was a game
crime.
That was a game crime capital offense.
But rest in peace. time for a game crime game fact. Did you know that Robin Williams is totally cool in a gamer and he named his daughter Zelda after the legend? Game crimes.
Boom.
Oh,
did we ever do a proper eulogy for Robin Williams? Because the timeline of events
show, no. don't think so. Should we do a solemn, respectful eulogy on Abject Suffering for Robin Williams?
I think we should, because the timeline events that I remember is we did the toys episode, and then two weeks later he passed.
Yeah,
like in a really shitty way.
Yeah, it's a super like it actually is very sad how he died.
Yeah, but like we just spent that entire time taking dumps on him, and you know.
We're playing with this when we go into crime time.
Yeah, yeah. When I become the Game Gear burglar, then it's just Robble Williams. All right, that's my character. That's my character specifically meant for burning Robin Williams.
Look out, subs! The Game Gear burglar is going to come into your house and steal your Game Gear. Robin Williams. This classic catchphrase.
I can only carry one of them because they're so big.
Whoa! You got me with that Robin Williams, man. That's real good. I appreciate that.
Cool. It's not very often that I get you to break composure.
It's real good. I wasn't expecting that. Anyway, like, rate, and subscribe. What were we saying before liking, rating, and subscribe? Oh, rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Yes. Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
I could not forget about Hook because my last major girlfriend was a huge Hook fan.
What?
And was a huge Robin Williams fan. Yeah, like, and she, you know... like, you know, like had good taste and stuff too, but it's just like, it was a really important movie when she was young.
So the those exist. We were talking about this on Slack ahead of time. Cause you shared with me a really fucked up video. and I definitely saw this as a kid, but like 1991, like that's, you're like 4 or 5 years old. You remember a lot of, like, you remember important stuff, but not like what movie you saw, unless you saw it a bunch. I've definitely seen a Hook. There are people I know who are, let's say, 3 to 5 years older than I am, who, like, if you shout Rufio, they will shout back Kramalama Jamma or whatever it is.
Yeah, like, Bonga Bing.
Yeah, Bazinga is what they will say. And, like, to the point where, like, the Lost Boys were, like, real kind of, like, pop culture icons for these people. I'm not one of them, and it is really strange when people say, Rufio, and I'm like, I have no point of reference for this.
Yeah. I don't know who Rufio is supposed to be. I didn't watch this either. And I was like in the pocket, like I was 11.
Right.
You know, I just didn't care about Peter Pan.
Right.
Like I was just like, I remember seeing the trailers and it's like, why are you trying to get me on that shit? Like, I don't.
it's such a bizarre premise too. Like it's Peter Pan all grown up. What if he was a lawyer, but he had to learn to be a child, learn to be a child again. And this is like, oh, it's the 90s and here's Robin Williams. So he has to play a bad dad.
Yeah. The synopsis of the film I read, like, says something like, and even missed his son's softball game. Like, even missed his son. Like, that's every single bad dad.
Right.
Even though it's weird because I didn't see this, but I saw the trailers, of course, you know. Uh-huh. And there is an insult I always thought was from something else that is actually from this. So there's a famous scene during this where they do an insult fight at a table. It starts off like Rufio is like, you know, you maggot breath super butt, you know, and just like saying little kid insults.
Yeah.
And Ron Williams is like, you know, you had the education of a fourth grader, like doing, you know, the stuffed up.
Right.
And,
right.
At some point, Robin Williams starts getting it. And this is when he gets his groove back, so to speak, goes and has sex with a Haitian boy, or, you know, I think happens in that movie. Gets his groove back, and he calls him something like, you know, a rude, crude dude. Bit of pre-chewed food dude or something like that. Rude, crude piece of chewed food dude. Yeah. Something like the pre-chewed food dude or something like that. And like, I always had that phrase stuck in my head since I was like 1991, but thought it was from like a different movie. Cause like, I haven't seen Hook. And then I was watching it today. And then when he said it, it felt like my kill phrase activated or something.
you just got up and you walked to the kitchen and grabbed a butter knife and started sort of walking the direction of President Reagan.
just to the grave and just
well, that's where he's at.
I just had a real like, whoa, you know, like moment. Like just like, that's what that's from. Shit.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about, and it's not like I quoted or anything. Like you know, most of the things by volume that I say end up on this podcast network. So like,
right.
If I was saying rude, crude piece of pre-food chewed dude,
Oh yeah, we would be like, oh, here's that. So you have that moment like where I was like, oh, I can't identify this game, and then we played Little Nemo for the NES, and I was like, holy shit, this is the game I played a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, whoa, you know, it just kind of took me aback for a moment.
Let's see here. You lewd, crude, rude, bag of pre-chewed food dude.
Yes, he's and a then, bag and, of dude.
And then Thudbutt, along with the rest of the Lost Boys, responds saying, Bangarang, Peter.
Yeah, Bangarang is their bazinga.
Right, right. And that turned into a Skrillex song.
I took a video of one of the intro things to this that mentions Thudbutt, because in the NES version you have a choice between going to Pirate Woods, which like does sound pretty cool, or the Haunted Mine. I'm like,
okay,
you start out, careful Pan, this mine is haunted, use the metal detector to find the hidden gold. And it says by collecting food, there's no comma though, it's supposed to be by collecting food Thudbutt has explosive results, but it looks like it just says
this is I mean, I thought the same thing. Is Thudbutt an ability?
But yeah, if you put the comma somewhere else or the pause, like by collecting food, Thudbutt has explosive results. Like I can now read it in that Jim Davis like cadence, like by collecting food, Thudbutt has explosive results.
Yeah,
like sometimes even a mouthful. Yeah. I don't know. I really liked that. That set of words.
Rufio, you man, stupid man, Peter Banning. Rufio, if I'm a maggot burger, why don't you just eat me, you two-toned, zebra-headed, slime-coated, pimple-farming, paramecium brain, munching on your own mucus, suffer from Peter Pan envy.
Yeah. Yeah, they fight, and then they throw ice cream at each other.
Okay.
I watched a couple clips of it.
Yeah. Okay. Including the clip you sent me, which is like some weird BDSM dominance play between Dustin Hoffman
and
Hook, Dustin Hoffman and what's his name, Mario, Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, it's real dark.
Yeah,
because I guess during this entire time that like while Peter Pan was grown up before Hook plotted his revenge, he's been making multiple attempts to kill himself, and he pulls out a gun like he's gonna shoot himself in the head.
And Shmi says, "Oh, are you just being dramatic? Cool, cool."
Yeah, like Shmi's seen this so many times, he doesn't care. And then he's like, but then he's like, you know, don't try to stop me, Smee. Don't try to stop me. Don't try to stop me. Try to stop me. Don't try to stop me. Stop. Try to stop me. Try to stop me. Try to stop me. And it gets like increasingly desperate, and it's really weird. It's a weird scene for 1991 kids.
Yeah.
Thing. So, the trivia for this IMDb is pretty good. Gutless, the male bearded pirate who is locked in the boo box with scorpions, is played by actress Glenn Close.
Yep. I was gonna bring that up. I'm also looking at the cast list here. Did you know that Jimmy Buffett has an uncredited cameo appearance?
Yep, as a patented Parenthood. I know.
Parenthood.
Parenthood. I love Parenthood.
No, oh, yeah.
Essentially, yeah. That's what they call it, Parenthoods. Oh. The scene where she pulls the vibrator out of the back room, thinking it's a flashlight.
Yeah, I'm happy that you went to the movie, because that's my Parenthood reference as well.
I know nothing about the TV show, but the movie, like, I think legit, like, I love that movie.
Oh, the movie's amazing.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch of times.
Yeah, like, Rick Moranis, come on.
Yeah, losing his retainer in the Chuck E. Cheese. That's a very relatable little kid predicament.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, Parenthood is a very good movie. Like, that was, I mean, it's not prime Steve Martin, but like before he went to
subprime Steve Martin, the kind that caused the Steve Martin collapse that is imminent. Yeah. Well, the market is flooded with subprime Steve
Martin. Like the Steve Martin collapse that happened when he did like Bringing Down the House or Cheaper by the Dozen. Basically, whenever him and Eugene Levy started teaming
Holy
up.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always tough to like find movies to watch when you're home with your family. And I don't tell an awful lot of like family stories, just because
it's time for a game crimes family story.
Yep, it's time.
Like, rate, and subscribe.
Yep, come up to the hearth, Sonny.
Story. Okay.
It's very hard to find things to watch, you know, when it's like, oh, seven or eight people, and you don't really want to. You know, we're done talking, and we don't want to stop spending time with each other. So Christmas time, Christmas Day, firing up the movie, firing up the TV, watching it, spending, shit you not, 40 minutes going through Netflix, then Hulu. Oh,
that's torture.
Yeah, trying to find something anybody could agree on, right? That Prime Video. The first movie we ended up watching was Daddy's Home.
Okay.
Which is...
So it's setting up for Daddy's Home, too.
Right, so I'm definitely all on board for this. I gotta say, Daddy's Home, kind of funny. Has its moments.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's not great, but like, you know, I'm okay with Will Ferrell. So
I don't want to cut you off, but I do want to say that, like, when I'm this is a very relatable situation. Like, I did very similar things whenever I visited home back in my home visiting days. And a lot of movies that are kind of like shitty big budget comedies like that, like, it's the same thing as like South Park, where they're not death marches.
No.
You know, like there's a couple of good jokes. Like, I watched.
I was laughing my ass off at certain parts of it.
I was watching the second Meet the Parents movie and like, it's not good. You know, but like there are jokes in it that I was like.
I saw the second Meet the Parents movie, Meet the Fockers, like 4 times in the theater. Just because my family kept on going to see it. And then my other family kept going to see it.
Like, oh, shit. Yeah. That's more than I've seen Cool World. The theater.
finish your point though. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it was just like I was just saying that I've had a similar experience. Like, you know, that kind of like, oh, that's actually not so bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, just kind of like it's hip to hate on it or whatever. Like, fine. But I had a good time watching it. It
was like hip to hate on it, but then also it's more like for me, it just, you know, there's just other stuff I'd rather watch.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would like more, like, you know, the floor for those kind of big budget studio comedies is probably not that low. You know, the ceiling is just not very high either. And like,
right.
I could watch some, you know.
Yeah. But we had fun, and it actually ended up being like okay for the grandparents too, which was very strange.
Mm.
Like, that never happens.
Yeah.
But then we decide, okay, well, it's time for a second one. And I'm like looking at my watch to decide, okay, can I go to dad's yet? Because like this is bad. And the movie we land on is Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin, Eugene Levy, and Queen Latifah. And you're probably asking yourself the question.
Triumvirate of pleasures.
Does Steve Martin get catfished by Queen Latifah? Yes, he does. Does Eugene Levy play Steve Martin's boss, who happens to also have what he calls a case of the jungle fever?
I remember the trailers for that. Yeah.
Air left you like it was like a pool floating. No,
that was a suck in. That was a sucking in through gritted teeth. I remember that it made that brought back the trailers.
Eugene Levy, he wants some junk in the trunk for some cushion for his pushing.
Yeah, hey, Eugene, a nerdy white guy to like just.
Hey, Eugene,
black woman.
In like fucking Waiting for Guffman. What's happened? Yeah. What's happened?
He's also, he's been in all 11 of the American Pie movies.
Yeah.
Of which there have been 11.
Yeah.
Like, I watched, I watched Goon recently, and that was that kind of like, you know, and it was all right.
Okay.
You know? And he's in that too. But it was just kind of like, oh, like I was looking up stuff about Goon and then noticed that I was like, oh, there's been like how many American Pie movies? And Eugene Levy has been in every single one of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. Anyway, that's movie minute with the game crimes.
Yeah, this is very strange because at the beginning of this, I referenced The Kids Are All Right, and guess who was in The Kids Are All Right?
Eugene Levy?
No, Steve Martin.
Yeah,
he played himself. He appeared in The Kids Are All Right.
I saw two movies recently.
Okay,
they're kind of interesting. We don't have to talk about them if you haven't seen them. But have you seen Blade Runner yet?
No.
Okay, I went and saw Blade Runner.
Okay.
You should see it.
Okay.
It's worth seeing.
No, I'm waiting for a weekend when I can like sit down and process it.
Yeah. That's it. You know, it's a good move, but the report, I thought the reports of it being like slow and boring were overstated. Like, I was pretty wrapped the whole time. Like, it's long, but it's interesting. And then I saw Swiss Army Man. Do you know about that?
That's the one where Harry Potter washes up on shore and then acts like a fart boat for a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a fart, everything. Like they're very like utilitarian farts. It got a little of that like indie, like super tweeness to it. That's a little bit annoying, but like the mood I was in or something, like I found it incredibly affecting. Like, it's really sad.
It seems like one of those movies that would actually like get a surprise cry out of you.
Yeah. Like not quite a surprise cry. Cause like at the end, it kind of, it swerves back into reality in a weird way, but it does a lot of work to like make you buy it. And there's a part where I was just like all in.
Mm-hmm.
On it, like all of the kind of like, you know, indie twee mumblecore philosophy stuff that the, you know, the characters were saying, like I was just on board for. And then at the end, it doesn't want to do this like kind of saccharine thing, so it's like everyone actually acts as if the whole thing is as weird as it is,
right?
You know, for the first time in the whole movie. And it's kind of like, it's good, like the ending is fine, but it kind of like it's what stopped me from like having the emotional catharsis of tears from it. And not being able to provide a segment for Game Crimes, emotional catharsis of tears segments, which we like to do, like, write and subscribe. It's surprisingly good. Like, it is an interesting movie.
Huh.
It's real weird.
Yeah, your recommendation bumps that up on my list because it's a movie that had a lot of like novelty value based on the like the back of the box pitch to it.
Yeah.
But then it just fell off my radar because
Forgotten about it too. I was doing the like the same thing you're talking about with your folks, where you just kind of like dig through Netflix and Amazon Prime, you know, and it's just like, oh, like this movie,
the
Farting Corpse movie. Like, I've always been kind of curious about this, and it's free. Like, see what's going on with it. Yeah. Interesting. It's pretty fascinating.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's like, so I was about to say somehow. The somehow of it is I just started paying for these services, but like I felt ass backward into like having way too many movie services.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Can I mention something I noticed online that is pretty funny?
Yeah.
One of the, you know how IMDb has those like curated playlists?
Yeah.
Klyarg has a playlist here that is a 42 movie long playlist that is Robin Williams movies I want to watch. And it reminds me, and it's, you know,
it's the world's most achievable to-do list.
It's the same thing as the guy who like wanted to own Corpse Party on that GameFAQs thing. But he's got like, you know, 42 movies. Like if there are 42 movies left of Robin Williams movies that you want to watch, you know, how many have you seen? Like, what are you like, what is stopping you from doing any of this? No, you know? He hasn't seen Good Morning Vietnam. He hasn't seen Dead Poets Society. He hasn't seen Good Will Hunting.
What?
Awakenings, Jumanji, Aladdin. Like,
what has he seen? What is?
I don't know.
If he hasn't, like those first four that you mentioned there, if he hasn't seen those, what has he seen that would make him believe that Robin Williams is worth paying attention to?
I don't know, because I'm looking at the Metascores of most of these, and they're all in their 30s. Like, it's from like his shitty, you know, number one movie, Jacob the Liar. Number two, The Final Cut. Is it a movie called House of D?
No.
I don't know. It's a David Duchovny movie. But anyway, it's just very funny.
Does the D stand for dragons?
I think it's House of D War. Dragon Duchovny. I love the 42 Robin Williams movies I want to watch. And taking the time to curate this on IMDb.
Taking the time to find these four movies, including Disney's Robots, and then not spell the character's name correctly.
Yep. Thanks, Klyarg.
Yeah.
Funny.
Huh. Yeah. I'm looking at this. You know, a movie was real disappointing.
What's that?
Man of the Year.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. While we're talking about Robin Williams stuff, because like that came out. I mean, Robin Williams had been well past his prime by that point, but the idea of Robin Williams being like a Jon Stewart style, like, oh, I'm talking satire, like in the depths of like the second Bush administration, kind of seemed like it would be, oh yeah, fine. But then like, no, it's not really about Robin Williams. Like, he is brought in like into this conspiracy about like actual political intrigue. It is a fucking shitty movie.
That's pretty frustrating and weird.
Yeah, it's like, no, I want to watch a movie about a goofy, like, make it Good Morning Vietnam, but with you know, The Daily Show. Fine, cool.
Even that shticked, like, got pretty intense, like, pretty intensely unpleasant at a certain point. Like, the Good Morning Vietnam, like, he could do well in that role, I think. But like, there's the weird, like, the 1 hour photo, like, subversive.
Yeah, heart. Like 1 hour photo is like the it is his Punch Drunk Love, right?
Yes, like, while not being quite as good.
Well, of course, yeah.
You know, it's like a B plus Punch Drunk Love or something like that. Yeah.
Sorry. Number 40 on this person's list is Patch Adams.
I saw Patch Adams in the theater. I had like a friend who I think is kind of like a libertarian nut job now, but at the time was like a friend that like was part of the group, but we never hung out one-on-one. And like one point he's just like, you know, we never hang out one-on-one. You want to go see a movie? I was like, sure. He's like, let's go see Patch Adams. I was like, what? And then he's like, let's get Robin Williams in it. And like, he loved, like, you know, 80s SNL and like
right
you know, that was like his thing. So we went and watched just a couple teenagers went and watched Patch Adams in the theater, and like, it's pretty weird. Then I watched that movie twice. I watched that for a class, man. Like, I took like a public health class, and like they showed it was like film and public health, you know, and it was like in my last, it was my senior year, so it was like all just elective city. We watched Patch Adams. I'm like, this movie's fucking the worst. Like, that movie's extremely bad.
Yeah.
It's got a terrible message. Like, essentially the message of that movie is like, you don't need drugs for anti-depression. You just need to have an upbeat worldview.
Yeah. Which is the worst. It might actually have led to real deaths.
Yeah. And for, I mean, it's so ironic for Robin Williams to do that. Like, out of all people, you know, like, that's super sad. If he did it like thinking like, you know what, maybe I should try this. And then like, you know, cause he's battled with depression his whole life.
Right, and it was pretty public about it too.
Like,
and to undercut that. Yeah. No, that's...
I mean, he did it way before, you know, this is pretty early in his career comparatively, but yeah. it's an extremely rotten movie.
Yeah. Well, that was like 1997. So that was in the Jack to Bicentennial Man corridor.
Yeah. Yep. The Robo Williams. Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Period.
There are a couple of other lists that have popped off of the Hook movie entry that I want to bring to your attention, Gary, specifically.
Okay.
The first is films that deal with food, period, parenthesis, are you hungry, question mark, close parenthesis.
That's like that, like 90s country song.
Yeah.
Like, movies with food, question mark, are you hungry now, period.
this is by Horn Jeffrey.
Okay.
So it's pretty funny. There really is no rhyme or reason to this. Like, he's got Stand By Me on here. He's got
Wait, what's a House Party doing on here? Yeah. Number two, Good Burger. Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, number party. One, Good Burger. That's why I brought it to your attention. Like, oh, here we go. Why not?
Did any professor, the clumps certainly do like their food.
What's Antoine Fisher doing here?
Hello, what I miss? Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Oh, because of the pie eating?
Yeah, because of the pie eating. But the way that these curation things work, so like Steam curators, you can put in a little blurb or whatever, explain exactly how this doesn't reach 60 frames per second.
Yeah.
This, no, there's no justification for why it's here.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Yeah.
It's a weird list.
The other list here that defies explanation. What's that?
So I just it was a weird list. Horn Jeffrey. I just
this is a list by Gwas Gray, Steven Spielberg films best to worst. Okay.
Yeah,
so like we got the top three: Jaws, Schindler's List, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. Pretty solid. Okay. You go down to the bottom. So first off, let me check here and make sure Hook is at number 23, so pretty squarely in the middle.
Yeah, it's like Steven Spielberg hates it. Like, it's widely considered to be like the worst or one of the worst.
Yeah. Oh, it's down toward the bottom. Sorry. Wait a minute. Okay. It's yeah. Sorry. I misunderstood how many there were. This list puts 1941 above The Adventures of Tintin.
Huh.
1941 is unwatchable shit.
Yeah.
Why would
That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
I was just I'm not actually on the list.
Okay.
Because I surf too much.
Okay.
I was looking at Horn Jeffrey's profile, who commits two real bad crimes. One is he has two separate lists, one that's called A Rare 10, and the other one that's movies that are 10 out of 10 on my list.
Oh.
Which is pretty rough, but way worse. African-American celebrities all look alike. They all look the same, lol. So, okay. And then, yeah.
Huh.
So, rough list that there, buddy.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I forget how we got there. Oh, I talked about Steve Martin. That got us away from that. I was talking about...
What's your favorite Spielberg movie?
My favorite Spielberg movie? Oh, I need to like...
The Hook?
That has to be Jaws. Like, I love Jaws an awful lot, man.
Yeah, Jaws is really good.
Yeah, it's a boring answer, but you know.
No, I don't know. I don't know. If there's contention.
Yeah.
In the Spielberg, you know.
Yeah, it's like Jaws is the one that like I like the best as a movie that is put together. The one that I probably haven't seen the most often, but I think I don't know, makes me feel a lot and might be a guilty pleasure. Who knows? Catch Me If You Can. I like Catch Me If You Can an awful lot.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that, but I not enough to like want. I liked it, but wasn't gonna watch it again.
Yeah,
I felt like I was like just taking a look at these.
What's your favorite?
Jurassic Park.
Okay,
yeah, that's my favorite like family movie kind of period.
Yeah,
like I love Jaws. Like Jaws is probably a better movie. Jurassic Park, like I care more about dinosaurs than sharks.
Okay, yeah,
you know, it's just like I like get to see some cool dinos.
Yeah,
yeah,
true. But, yeah.
Looking at this like batting average, like I get why he, you know, has this kind of cachet and stuff, but there's some pretty rough movies on here.
Yeah.
Like so.
Yeah, like AI.
Yeah, AI is really rough. Even though he completed that from like a Kubrick. That's a Frankenstein movie.
Okay, yeah. Forgive me for that.
But like his version of Minority Report's not good.
Yeah, War of the Worlds. Like his
The Terminal's not good.
Like he has these periods of doing some really good stuff, but then he gets he falls into these deep valleys.
Then he does War Horse. Bridge of Spies, which wasn't supposed to be very bad, but I always thought that was the worst. Because I think it's actually like there's a titular bridge.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, don't make that literal.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys can go see that movie about the bridge?
Yeah.
Like
Subterfuge cool. Street. Yeah.
Yeah. Does it go across water? Does it go across intrigue? I don't know.
Yeah.
Dumb.
How did Steve Martin even get brought into this? Because Gary, we are so far afield right now.
I'm not going back. I don't have anything else to say. Like, this is it. I said the if you eat food thud but has explosive results, and that's all I really wanted to get out of Hook.
So, yeah.
Steve Martin was because he was in the movie you watched with your late era Steve Martin movie.
Well, we were talking about eras of Steve Martin. I was gonna make a non-controversial point to say, like, oh, like late 80s Steve Martin is fucking amazing.
Wait, what is
late 80s Steve Martin?
Oh, late 80s. I heard like something lady Steve Martin.
Yeah, lady, like, Steve Martin.
Yeah. It was a lady Steve Martin.
Yeah. Like, But listen to this, what he did between 1986 and 1991. Okay. We have Three Amigos, Little Shop of Horrors, Roxanne, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Parenthood, My Blue Heaven, L.A. Story.
That's a lot of good stuff, even though I got to say, like, I don't like Three Amigos.
No?
I watched that like semi-recently.
Okay.
Like, maybe, you know, like 4 years ago or something like that. And I was like, I don't think this is good.
It's got Martin Short dragging it down.
Yeah, Martin, like... fucking, like, somebody drew the short straw, so to speak, as always happens with those movies. And it's like Chevy Chase at his, like, there's not, like,
it was Chevy Chase in the Spies Like Us neighborhood, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, as I'm always going to be more there for a Money Pit Chevy Chase or a Fletch Lives or like a
I'm sorry, sir, Money Pit was Tom Hanks.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Animal Farm.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Funny Farm.
Thinking of Funny Farm, yeah. Which I don't know if that's actually good, but I liked it when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's a real boring movie. I watched that one semi-recently.
I believe it. Yeah. The real, this is, you know, probably not correct, but like the Chevy Chase starring vehicle, like the one where it's not him sharing the billing, that is actually my favorite, is Christmas Vacation. Not a good answer, because regular vacation's better, but
that's
the one I watched a lot as a kid.
Oh, so. Christmas Vacation is the one that I've watched the most. Like, I've watched it every year without fail. I would guarantee you I've watched it every year without fail since I've been alive, because it came out before I came, before I was born. Came out before I came out was what I was about to say. And being that I'm not a gay man, came out would in that case yes. refer to me being ripped from my mother's body.
Yes. Made man from the womb.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that movie quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's dumb, but it's like it's fun dumb.
Yeah.
So in closing, our eulogy for Robin Williams, the conclusion we've come to is that Steve Martin and Chevy Chase are sometimes good. So
it depends on the script and who's with them.
So that's all we have to say about Robin Williams, and all we have to say about the NES game book. So like, rate, and subscribe. If you like this video, subscribe to hit more. Trying to get to a certain number of subs.
Yep. Game crimes
/ YouTube / tired retrospective on stuff we've already done. Cool. Thanks everybody. Who, like, the crime crew that's suggested this.
Yeah. The crime
Thanks
crew.
To the crime crew.
Yep. That's patreon.com/ crime crew YouTube.
Yep. Crime crew tube. If you want to join the crime crew, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
That's an old URL. Don't worry, we're getting it changed.
Yes. Oh yeah. check, you know, join the crime crew. You know, let us know in the comments. And what else can they do?
Gary, we stream.
McGruff the crime dog. Oh, we do stream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, you can check out Cole's
screams. I sometimes scream.
Screams and streams. Yeah. That's another YouTube channel that we got. Oh, it's all part of the Top Dog Network. So just click on the little icon in the corner of the screen if you want to check out other Top Dog content.
What do I do?
You stream all kinds of stuff, but initially mostly concentrate on horror games. Mm-hmm. Through Hex Crank.
Yeah.
And we do indie and not indie horror games.
Yeah, I try and bounce back and forth on that. Yeah. And Gary, you stream Choose Your Own Adventure books. You pop it up. It is a permadeath style. You're Iron Manning these Choose Your Own Adventure books with input from the chat.
Yes. Doing like, it is 1 hour, from 3 to 4 PST on Fridays.
Yeah.
I missed last Friday cause I was sick, but, most Fridays I've been doing that, and I'm doing other Choose Your Own Adventure, things. I should take this opportunity to do this on air, cause I haven't done it yet. Big thanks to Marksman Shrimp, who sent me like 60 fighting fantasy books in the mail, which is awesome.
It's great.
It's gotta be close to a complete set. And so I haven't started one yet, because I had the plans to do the thing I'm doing now before those come out, but I'm looking forward to ripping into those. I need to find a good online character sheet for them, but that'll be really fun. And the games take a really surreal turn if you just die, if you don't cheat. They were never meant to be played that way. They were definitely meant to be cheated through.
But that series is called Choose Your Illusion 2.
Yes. Brandon SG is the one who gave me that name.
Nice.
I put out the name call for funny names. And I was like, oh, like, let's reference that Guns N' Roses album. And so if you like the show, you can do all those things, like rate and subscribe, join the crew, Crime Crew. Until next time, who is Crime Dog?
Who is Rufio?
Who's Ruffio?
Yeah, who is Ruffio? There we go. Ruff. I'm a dog.